Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Shaykh Karimi is the guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Shaykh, for today's discussion, we want to talk about Allah's mercy upon His creatures and the people. Maybe some non-Muslims believe that Allah's mercy is only for Muslims. I'm talking about Allah's mercy. Is it so?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is not so. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses all people, all creatures. And because of the fact that whatever blessings human beings and all the creatures, animals, plants, so on and so forth, they receive, they are manifestations of divine mercy. So no one can claim that I'm excluded from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, all the people, all creatures are enjoying the one type or another of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the point is that based on some verses of the Quran and some narrations, we have two types of Allah's mercy. One is called the mercy of God as Rahman.
Yes.
And the other is the mercy of Allah as Rahim.
Yes.
And divine mercy as Allah being Rahman means the mercy which encompasses all human beings.
Yes.
Whether they are Muslim, non-Muslim, it doesn't matter.
All generating, all compassing.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
But the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Rahim, it is the mercy which only encompasses and includes the good doers
mm-hmm.
and the believers. There are some verses in this regard. For example, in all the cases, the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ar-Rahman is mentioned without any limitation.
Yes.
But Ar-Rahim, in some cases, it is with limitation. For example, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim only regarding the believers. And in one narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, وَاللَّهُ إِلَهُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the God for everything. Ar-Rahmanu بِالْجَمِيعَ خَلْقِهِ وَالرَّحِيمُ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ خَاصَّةً. He is Rahman for all the creatures, but Rahim for only the believers. So, also the other point...
And by believers here, we mean all the believers? I mean the Muslim believers, do you mean? Or no, among the believers are some, you know, most...
We have, of course, different ranks and levels uh-huh. here. And as Muslims, we believe that the other believers, especially those who believe in divine religions, they also receive a special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially if... they have searched for the truth, but they have not found the truth to be the religion of Islam.
Okay.
So these verses and the narrations, they tell us that all the people, whether they are Muslims or believers or non-Muslims and non-believers, they receive mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the food that we are consuming on a daily basis.
Yes.
The very fact that we are created, because creation in and of itself is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
And then all the sustenance that we receive, all the blessings, all of them, they are one manifestation of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is general.
Yes.
But when it comes to the believers, beside that, they also receive a special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, before talking about different dimensions of this rahmah, I would like to share one narration from the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family about the greatness of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this narration, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, is quoted as saying, "Inna lillahi azza wa jal mi'ata rahma." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 100 mercy. Let's imagine that 100 types of mercy, for example. وَإِنَّهُ أَنزَلَ مِنْهَا وَاحِدَةً إِلَى الْأَرْضِ فَقَسَّمَهَا بَيْنَ خَلْقِهِ. When it comes to this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent only one out of 100. And it is divided between the people, and because of that, the people, they are compassionate toward each other. What about the remaining 99 parts? وأخر 99 لنفسه يرحم بها عباده يوم القيامة. These remaining 99% are reserved for the day of judgment, through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy over His servants. Now, as I mentioned, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has different dimensions. We shouldn't think that in all the cases it is only the blessings, I mean worldly pleasures and sustenance in terms of food, drink, clothes, and so on and so forth. No, there is no doubt about the fact that one type of divine mercy is the spiritual one.
Yes.
Many people have so many blessings. They run, a luxurious life. But at the end of the day, they do not have peace of mind. They are suffering from different kinds of diseases, mental and psychological one. So the very fact that the believers, the Muslims, and those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they enjoy their life, although they may be poor, but they are enjoying their life. They have the peace of mind. Spiritually speaking, they are calm people.
Yes.
So this is another manifestation of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then guidance itself, the very fact that as believers you are guided toward this divine religion, especially the Muslims,
yes.
This guidance is that special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which includes only the believers, the Muslims. And of course, in the Noble Book of Quran, the paradise is considered as one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
To answer the question, we can come to this conclusion that one type of divine mercy encompasses all human beings, not only the human beings, all the creatures. But the second type of the blessings is including only the believers.
And is there a difference between the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Muslims and Christians and Jews, the believing ones? Still, there is, for example, categorization of values among the religions too, or not?
Yeah, I need to ask another question, and that is about salvation.
Mm-hmm.
The question is that, are the Muslims the only one who will reach salvation, or when it comes to Shia Sunni, according to Shia, are the Shia the only ones who reach salvation? Or the Christians and Jews, they also reach salvation? For that, we have the concept of mustadhaf in Shia theology and Islamic theology,
yes.
Which means that there are some people, they try their best to find the truth, but for any reason, they cannot find the truth. So for many Christians, because they are born with these beliefs and they are raised and trained and educated, so they are not able to find the truth. Many of them, they may, search for the truth. And of course, some of them, they convert to the religion of Islam.
That's right.
But some of them, they find Christianity to be the true religion. So according to some verses in the Quran and some narrations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive these people. So the point is that if they are trying their best to find the truth and then they find to any conclusion, then they are justified before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why they will have a share in this a special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Now, the point is that according to some verses of the Quran, there are some groups of people who are deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, I'm mainly talking about the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is because of their own actions. So the first group is kuffar or disbelievers, those who do not believe in any religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 137, surely as for those who disbelieve, those who believe then disbelieve, again believe and again disbelieve, then increase in disbelief, Allah will not forgive them nor guide them in the right path. Also for mushrikeen, for the polytheists, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in chapter An-Nisa, verse 48, surely Allah does not forgive that anything should be associated with him. The third group is the hypocrites.
Yes.
Munafiqun, chapter At-Tawbah, verse 68. Allah has promised the hypocrites, men and women, and the unbelievers, the fire of hell, to abide therein. It is enough for them, and Allah has cursed them, and they shall have lasting chastisement. Those who are called mustakbir, or arrogant people,
yes,
oppressing other people. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْتَنْكَفُوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. An-Nisa 173. As for those who disdain and are proud and arrogant, he will chastise them with a painful chastisement. And then again about those people who are haughty and proud of themselves.
Yes.
متكبر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قِيلَ ادْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا فَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. Chapter Zumar 72. It shall be said, enter the gates of hell to abide therein. So evil is the abode of the proud. This is telling us that just the name of Islam and Shia are not enough. I mean, we need to practicing Muslim, yes, practicing Shia, so that we can gain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are mutakabbir, if you are proud, then you cannot expect the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So although Allah's mercy is over there, Allah's blessings are over there, the free will of the human,
exactly,
has a crucial
That's
role.
That's the point.
Okay.
Definitely.
Right. Okay.
In one interesting narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, لا يدخل الجنة من في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. If you have one atom weight of pride in your heart, then you cannot expect entering paradise. Al-Kafi, volume 2, page 310. We have special verses and threatening narrations about those who oppress other people. And some of the verses and some of the narrations in this regard are very, very much threatening. And especially as Muslims, we need to take care of this special crime, big crime, major sin, zulm, to oppress other people.
Yes.
Allah says in chapter Shura, verse 8, وَالظَّالِمُونَ مَا لَهُم مِّن وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. As for the unjust people, the oppressors, there shall be no guardian nor helper, meaning on the day of judgment. I would like to ask my dear listeners not to take this sin lightly. This is a serious sin. This is a major sin.
Yes.
Especially according to some narrations, to oppress the people who have no helpers, who have no supporters. This is a very dangerous situation for you. I mean, in many cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may even punish you in this very world. Beside the chastisement on the hereafter, in the hereafter, if you're oppressing the people and they have no way out, they have no one to help them, to support them, then this is a very serious situation.
That's right.
And you need to expect the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. So, to put it in a nutshell, the general mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses all creatures.
Mm-hmm.
The special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exclusive to some people.
Yes.
And as you rightly mentioned, we, through our free will, should work in a way that mercy encompasses us as well.
That's right.
Otherwise, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is available.
And through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, we must be merciful to our fellow men, brothers and sisters, all across the world, to show how divinely we are living in today's world. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Call our Islam page. And Allah, so God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Aliyin wa Husaynin wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسن. لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن